Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the weather is mild and sunny, perfect for those planning to spend time outdoors. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa will be slightly cooler, but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, unclaimed airstrikes struck southern Iran, raising the possibility of Gulf state involvement, according to the Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, Trump has reportedly left instructions to launch unprecedented strikes on Iran if he is assassinated, as per the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran threatens retaliation against Israel while diplomatic efforts struggle, Ynet reported earlier today. Separately, satellite images indicate Iran is rebuilding a nuclear weapons facility, according to I-24 News in this past hour. And finally, Israel has reportedly informed the U.S. of a new Iranian plot to assassinate Trump, reported by Forward earlier today. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that the U.S. has given Iran a deadline until Saturday to confirm the Strait of Hormuz is open for navigation. Open Source Intel, a known conflict analyst, shared earlier today that U.S. officials are pressuring Iran to renounce attacks in the Strait of Hormuz by Saturday, warning of dire consequences. Doron Kadosh, an Israeli journalist, revealed satellite images earlier today showing Iran is rebuilding a nuclear facility, raising concerns about its nuclear ambitions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the unclaimed airstrikes in Iran. The Times of Israel reported these strikes come after U.S. military action and targeted southern Iran. An Iranian official has warned that the UAE will face consequences for its alleged cooperation. This development could heighten tensions in the Gulf region, affecting both local and international interests. Turning to Trump's latest statement, the Jerusalem Post cited him saying that if he is assassinated, the U.S. will respond with unprecedented military action against Iran. This escalates the rhetoric between the U.S. and Iran, potentially destabilizing diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Iran has issued a warning to Israel amid ongoing diplomatic discussions. According to Ynet, regional mediators, led by Qatar, are working to prevent renewed fighting between the U.S. and Iran. Iran's threats of retaliation against Israel could undermine these mediation efforts and lead to regional instability. Separately, I-24 News reports that satellite images show Iran is reconstructing a nuclear weapons facility. Despite ongoing U.S. diplomatic efforts, this activity indicates Iran's continued commitment to its nuclear program. This development could provoke further international scrutiny and pressure on Iran. And finally, in a related development, Israel reportedly informed the U.S. of an Iranian assassination plot against Trump. As reported by Forward, this intelligence suggests Iran's aggressive posture against the U.S. continues. If true, such plots could severely impact U.S.-Iran relations and regional security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Asaf Rappaport, founder of Wiz, is expanding his media interests with a $27 million deal in Israel's entertainment sector. This highlights the growing influence of digital media in the region separately. According to Israel Hayom Business, Sun Pizza has increased the price of a family-sized pizza for the first time in 4 years, citing rising production costs. This reflects broader inflationary pressures affecting local businesses. And finally, Ynet Business reports Israeli AI startup Velocity has raised $27 million to address new challenges in AI monetization and distribution. This investment underscores the ongoing innovation within Israel's tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.